So we're talking a lot about this week about schar. Igud de Pirka, Igud de Kala. What are the other ones here? I lost the place here. Igur de Shmaitza we did yesterday. It was the Svara. That was the Chidushim. Amra Papa. Igur de Beitamia. Right? The schar of going to a Beis Avil. Ishtikusa is being quiet. So there's two ways to learn that. Either the halach is that when you go to pay a shivakol, you're supposed to sit there and be quiet. You're not supposed to really engage. You're supposed to let them start. So some say that's the schar here, by just waiting. Others say that it's actually the Ovel himself, that if he's makabel bi'ahava, the loss, right? He's quiet. Vayidom Aaron, like when Aaron was quiet when his two sons died because he accepted from a Kadosh Baruch Hu his lot, that some say that's also what the schar is here. Some argue with that, but two ways to learn that. And then we had Igra de Tanisa. The schar of the fasting is really the tzedakah. And then we didn't really get into that. That's coming up by Esther. And Igra de Hespeda is making people cry. Oh, and Beis Chosen is giving them compliments. But I wanted to ask the questions and delve still a little bit into the world of schar for a little bit. The Pnimis of schar we're not going to get to, but there's a very important Rambam. Very, very important Rambam that we have to see together. Did I give it out? Let's see this Rambam. The Kedushas Levi, maybe we'll plan to see for next week. It'll be a part of a bigger shiur about the Olam HaPnimi of schar, but the Rambam's on this page right here. Here's the Rambam, yeah. So if you've never seen this is Yesoda Yesodas of the Rambam. This is in the ninth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. So he says like this. Since we already know that the schar, the ultimate reward of mitzvahs and goodness that we're going to get if we guard the ways of Hashem, that written in the Torah is really olam haba. We know that Shneimar says, "Laman yitav lach," it will be good for you. "Va'arach diyam," I'm going to give you long life, which means the afterlife. "V'hanakama shenokvim min harishayim," and the revenge that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take on the rishayim. "Sh'azu orchus atzedek," that they left the ways of tzedek. "Haksuvas petura hi hakaris," the ultimate punishment is karis. "Shneimar hi karis tikaris and nefesh shahi." Hashem's going to cut off those souls that sin. Again, I'm not going to get into that right now. Mahu zeshakasu b'chol Torah kula. So this is going also with the Gemara, and we mentioned it in passing. Schar mitzvah b'hai amalekah. That reward for mitzvahs in this world, there is none. And it seems like the Gemara agrees with that. I think it's Rabbi Yaakov who says that. Gemara Kedushin, it might be in other places. And no one seems to argue with that. So everybody has to scramble to figure out, well then, like the Rambam's going to ask, but the Torah says many times, if you do this, then you'll get Geshem, and you'll have Parnasa, and you'll have kids. And
long life.
So I'm saying, the Torah itself says there's schar. The Gemara comes and says there's no schar in this world. How could that be? That's what the Rambam is discussing, and others discuss it. We saw that already a little bit in the Benayo this week, the Ben Yishai, where he said the Iker schar of Limud, Iker schar is really Olam Haba. But there are types of schar in this world. Remember that? That was the Ben Yishai. It says the Rambam, so if we know that the ultimate schar is olam haba, and the ultimate punishment is kares, so he says, "Mahu zeh shakasa b'chol Torah." So what is this that the Torah speaks about?
Torah kula.
Im tishmu, if you listen, if you keep mitzvahs, right? If you learn, yagi lechem, you're going to receive all the goodness, lamaisa, good stuff. Vim lo tishmu, yikraschem, and if you don't listen, this is what's going to happen to you. All the klalos. What do you mean? I thought schar is only in olam haba. All these things that the Torah promises are in this world. Whether it's having food or not having food. Right? Punishment is war. Reward is having peace. Malchus, v'shiflus, yeshiva sa'aretz, v'golus, all these, right? Schar, get Eretz Yisrael. Punishment, exile. So the Torah tells us schar, right? And the Torah tells us onesh. So I don't understand. He's bothered.
I'm not following.
The Torah, we know that Olam Haba is the schar. You're joking?
No, I'm serious.
Good?
Yeah.
He says, V'hatzlochas ma'isa v'hefseido, right? The success of your ma'isim or the loss. V'shar kol divrei bris, all these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with us are all schar in this world. So how could it be? Kol osen adavarim emes hayu viyu. He says everything here is emes. Everything the Torah says, you're going to get. Ubizman shanu osen kol mitzvah satayra. And when we do fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, yegiu eleinu, what's going to come to us? Tovas olam hazakul. They really are going to come to us. If you fulfill the mitzvahs, again, there's always exceptions, and sometimes bad things happen to good people, but you never know what's going on inside. Right? This world is 3D. It's not just what you see on the outside, but there's a lot going on the inside. But akupanim, all the things that the Torah says are going to happen to a person. Good things happen to good people. Ubizmachan over in aleihen, and if a person's over in the Torah, he does, you know, goes against the Torah. Tikros and haros aksuvas. The klolos can happen. And unfortunately, we've seen in our history, they've happened at a large scale and sometimes with people on a small scale. V'yafal pikein enos and atovos hein sof matan schar and shalom mitzvahs. But even so, that you will receive this reward or this punishment, that's not the ultimate sof. It's not the end of the schar. That's not the ikar of the schar. V'lo'os and haros hein sof anakam shenokum over kol mitzvahs. And this is not the punishment in this world. It's not the end of all punishments. The real punishment is karis. Ela kach v'atzayeh advarim. This is what it means over here. I don't know what the word tzayeya means. This is what's being suggested here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lan Torah, zuei tzayim. He's like, let's sit down. Let's just roll up our sleeves. Let's talk about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. It's the eight tzayim. It's the tree of life. V'chola osa kola kasev ba, v'yodu de gemura nechona. And anybody who, v'chola, let's read what he says carefully. V'chola osa kola kasev ba, whoever does what says there, right? Learns Torah, does mitzvahs. What's the next four words? V'yod'u deya gemura nechona. What does that mean? How would you translate that? Sounds like they know him. Right? You do all the mitzvahs. You did it, lamaisa. But if a person also knows with a das gemura, meaning he knows a kashva, da'as elokei avicha v'avdeyu, know your God, meaning have a relationship with him, have a deeper understanding, chachma being in a das, not just a lamaisa. Right? Maisa mitzvahs are great, but again, heart matters. Machshava, motivations matter. So then, zocha ba l'chayelam haba. You will be zocha to chayelam haba.
You could read that as someone who knows the ksuvba, not Hashem. It's like ksuvba is going, is the day is going on the ksuvba. If you want to read that as like litvish, that's kind of how you would read it.
Don't add that last word, but I don't know if that's true. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know.
I'm saying, but like how
v'yodu de gemur, what does that have to do with you did the mitzvahs? Chol osa kol kazvi, you did the mitzvahs. Why do you have to know?
He knows them deeply.
No, you can say v'yodu de gemur, meaning you're
learning Torah,
learning it. Maybe learning it.
Maybe. But Hashem himself wasn't really mentioned here. His Torah. Okay.
Kadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah. That's the first line.
Oh, so you're saying maybe it's going on the first part of the. Of
okay,
the,
well, I'll look it up in one of the Bureau of the English translation, see what they say. Ulefi goldo maisev, the goldo chachmasa huzocha. And according to his maisev, and according to his chachma, that might be what he's saying, the gemura, the das, the chachma, he'll be zocha to olam haba. Right? The more mitzvahs, the more you learn, or the better you do the mitzvahs, you'll be zochet olam haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides he has the big cheshbon in Shemai. V'hivtichanu b'Torah. Now here, this is what the Torah promises us. Sh'im nasa oso b'simcha u'betuvas nefesh v'nege b'chachmasa tamid. If a person does the mitzvahs in a way of simcha, look what he says here. In a way of tuvas nefesh. Like a goodness. Like he's happy to, not just happy to do it, but he's, you know, he wants to do it. This is my life. And he's constantly learning. He's not just learning so he can perform mitzvahs, so he can get tzchar. No, he's learning because learning is education. It's getting closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Torah Lishma. If you do it like that, Sheyaser mimenu kol hadvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove from you all of the things hamonam osano milasosa. Hashem will remove from you all of the things that stop you from doing. Right? If a person's hungry and he has no money, he can't sit and learn and be benachas. He has to go and stress. And not that we should, but that's the natural consequence. And he has to go do a shtadlus. He has to go make money. He can't send the base managers. I'm so worried. So that prevents you from doing. Why is it funny?
Because Chavetz Chaim said, "Oh, like if I were to be rich, I would give it away because that would take me away from Ovetz Hashem." You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be the other way around too. Like, you could think of it, Hashem's going to give me money, so I
that's when it's a nexus. We're talking about it'll give you the basic necessities to be able to continue doing. Okay. If you want more than what you need, that's on you now.
I'm reading this in the very
so. But if you do the mitzvahs properly, again, simcha tuvas and nefesh with chachma, you're learning. Then a kodesh will remove those things that prevent you from doing his mitzvahs. Kigon choli, sickness, a machama, war, verov, and famine, hunger, v'kiyotzben, and v'yashpil on a kol atovos hamechazkim es yadenu lasas kol Torah, and he'll give us all the tova, all the tov in the gemar in the psukim. You'll have Geshmei Bracha, you'll have children, you'll have happiness. All the stuff that brings you to happiness is that's mechazik you to continue reinvesting your dividends into more Torah, into more Simcha. Kigon, Sova, you'll have food, Shalom, Shalom. What's the next word? Oh, for Rabos, like a lot of Kesef is of. Why would you get this stuff? Kedei Shelo Nasuk Kol Yomeinu Bidvarim Shehaguf Tzarech Alan. So you don't have to work all your days in that which the body needs. The point, so the Rambam said here, the point of becoming wealthy, again, if you have the eyes of the Rambam, is so you work less. Right? You're supposed to, all the tov in this world, all the schar in this world, is supposed to allow you to learn and daven and to do more mitzvahs. Not reinvesting more into the shtadlis. So he says,
it's kind of,
if you don't have the right eyes, the more money means I want more money. If you want 100, you want 200.
That's interesting to plug this into Shabbat Bitachon, because there is a little bit of a, not, I'm not going to say contradiction, but there is a conversation to be had, because he, Chavos Levavos, says that the reason why we work sometimes is we need to rectify ourselves in a certain way, or Hashem decides that we need to be here for whatever reason. Even if we were doing a ton of mitzvahs, according to the Rambam right now, it seems like we should get all the money we should need to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be...
No, I'll explain to you afterwards. I don't want to say... Do you want me to answer this question now?
You don't have to.
It's
I'm going off topic. I'm sorry.
It's not off, but I'll answer you afterwards. Ella, so what's the point of all the stuff that you're getting? Ella Neshev Penuyim, Lilmod. And all the goodness that we get, all the pranasa and all the health, is supposed to be used so you could sit panui. You could sit without any worries on your head. So why? So you could just go to some South American country or something? No. Lilmo b'chachma, so you can learn. Velasas mitzvah. Kedeshin is kele olam haba. You can keep learning and getting more mitzvahs in order that you can get the ultimate schar of olam haba. All the schar in this world, the schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka means, according to the Rambam, the ultimate schar is not in this world. But there's mini schar in order to keep you learning and davening more so you can get the ultimate schar. So we have to have your head on straight that the tachas of my life right now is to do mitzvahs. Tachas is to learn. All this. So therefore, when I have the open time, and that's what you use it for. So when you do make the money, you don't then start saying, oh, I should build another company. Now, there could be people that's their tachas in life. But it's not everybody's. When a person makes enough, okay, not quit your job. Then you turn it somehow into doing more mitzvahs, as the Rambam says. Okay, each person is a whole world, and he needs to sit down with it. But this is the big yesod. V'chenu omer b'Torah. As the Torah says, achash yevtich b'tovas olam hazeh, v'tzedakah tiyalanu, that this is what the Torah promises, that after all the tov that you're going to get in this world, it's supposed to be ultimately a tzedakah for you in the future. That's what it is. It's a big change. It's a big change in a person's whole way of thinking, I think. That all the stuff that we're getting is supposed to just aid us. All the goodness. When you're not sick, the moment you're not sick, which is hopefully almost every day of the year, hopefully, mm-hmm. is because the Kaddish Baruch is given the opportunity to daven with a clear head. That's the reason why you're feeling good today. You should go to work, but do the mitzvahs the best you can. Because when you get sick, you can't do that. But again, a person has to clarify, what's my ikkar motivation of being in this world? What is it really? Like we talk about in the morning, we could say words, but what do we really mean? This is on each person himself. Everybody could talk. But what do you really mean? And that's between you, yourself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. No one else knows and no one else really cares because they want the best for you, but...
But can't you take this and also apply it when you're at work? That when you're working, you're still connected, right?
Mm-hmm. Again, this is not...
I know. It's not
a Shabbat talking. That's Chassidus. Yeah, of course. And that's Shabbat talking. Get what we're talking about. Here we're talking about the Indian of Schar. and what is all this stuff that Torah is talking about when there shouldn't be schar in this world? Because it's schar. It's called a mini schar. It's a schar to get you to the ultimate schar. And then it just goes the other way also. If you leave the Torah, and you waste your time, it says, Yeshurun and Klaisel got fat. They got all the good stuff. V'yivat, but they end up kicking Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, that's the thing. When a person starts to make, he has wealth, and he has health, and he has a lot of good stuff. Now, what's your next move? Where do you turn? Do you turn towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu in whatever way that means? Whether it means chesed, learning, whatever. Do you turn towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Or do you turn, I made all this, is great, let me continue making. Which way do you turn?
Sounds like
the come to Jamaica.
It sounds like a business credit card.
Sounds like a what?
A business card. Like your company gave you a business credit card and it's unlimited. You use it whatever you want. However, if you're using it for the right reasons to build up the business, i.e. Torah, Mitzvah, whatever it is, then you'll continue getting this unlimited card. If you start abusing it though, the card gets taken away.
But that's only in Olam Haba. There could be that people obviously.
I'm talking about the. It seems like he's talking more Olam Hazeh in this piece.
Shadina Emes, the Dina Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosir Min HaOzim Min Kol Tovos HaOlam. He was going to remove from those people all the Tov of the world. And because they kicked. Now stop.
Depends what that Tov is.
But there's many people who you think are Risham and they have all the Tov in the world.
They're not happy.
So number one, maybe you're wrong. Maybe the big tzaddikim. Right? First, Dan Kassos. That's your halacha. You don't know. Stop judging them. Number two, maybe they're not so happy. Right? Number three, maybe they're going to lose their Shechana level. We don't know. Point is, there's always going to be a Kaddish who's always going to put a tzaddik who's in a lot of pain and a Rosh who's always doing very well. Why? It's called the Nisayon. Because that's a test of your Emuna. If every tzaddik got schar, and every Rasha only got punishment, again, then there'd be no schar of an onus. It'd be easy. Of course I'm going to do that. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to send a few guys here and there that test us. So you have to just know that. I'll go upon him. This Rambam opens up the Indian of schar in a big way. We have to change our mindset. What are we motivated to do? And then all of our gashmis in this world, all the goodness we have in this world, we're supposed to reinvest into our ruchnis. That doesn't mean quit your job. No one's saying that. But it might mean don't take another hour or two putting it into the job because you want to make more. Again,
because he said wasting time. It's the same thing. If you're lazy and wasting time, that's the opposite of hashtadlis. I'm saying you're wasting your time.
You're wasting time. Hashtadlis could also be important. Hashtadlis could also be a mitzvah. According to the Chovos of Avos, hashtadlis is a mitzvah. If it's done properly, for the right reasons, it's a mitzvah. Not like the other, like the Mesillas Yesharim who says it's a curse that you have to possess a Perad Ocholam is a curse. Chovos of Avos does not say that. That's why it's such a nice sefer.
He says it's a...
That's the top.
A curse. It's a... But, right. But,
who? Chovos of Avos?
No.
People make these mistakes. People make these mistakes. We have to end, but people make these mistakes because they heard once that Pseis HaPecha, Pseis HaPecha Toch Olam sounds like a curse. It does. And then you have like the Mesillas Yesharim and others who say it's a curse, and people don't understand what that sugi is. And then therefore they think everybody says it's a curse. Chovos of Avos does not say it's a curse. Never does he even quote the pasuk, I don't think, on Pseis HaPecha Toch Olam. The tachlis of avoda, of work, as we brought up, is to better yourself. They're nisyonos. That doesn't mean it's bad. A nisyon is supposed to make you bigger. It's like weightlifting.
But that is
working hard.
Rav Yirmi brought a great
You have to know how to learn that pasuk. You can learn that in two ways.
This is A, now B happen.
Wait, can you say the judge?
So you could say, but right now for us, for other Marishan, that might have been considered a curse, but for us, is it considered a curse or it's considered reality and that we can grow from it? See, there's two ways to look at it.
Wait, you have the drasha that when Adam was brought into the Gan Eden, it says he was brought there to work.
Yeah, that's how
that was before the chait. Before the chait.
It's a long shmos, but yes.
I know that, but like, this is, I mean, it's an answer. He's saying, Zeh Pech Pesach Alechem is not only post chait. It was actually before chait. What's going on now is that he's lacking Hashem.
That Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who was really doing it the whole time. Yeah, that was a big, you remember that? That was a long time ago.
They had an impression on me, I guess.
Okay, that's a shame.